We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Any updates in terms of, are people being given an opportunity to get driver's license in Buffalo?
Sure.
Yesterday, I was in Troy, New York, and the acting director of ICE was in doing a press conference, and I was meeting with my law enforcement officials. Right now, I'm still reviewing applications. They're pending. So anyone that comes in can start the process. And, of course, we're still working on the process of reviewing those applications.
You know how many applications have been submitted to you?
Yeah, we're right now at about less than 100 since the program has started.
And has there been any hiccups in terms of people who are actually illegal?
So what we're doing is we're complying with the law. If you come into the auto bureau, we take that application. We then make copies of those. Those come down to the clerk's office. I am personally reviewing them, and I'm following the statute to authenticate all documents.
And how's that process been going?
Good. You know, it's very difficult. We've been working with our county attorneys on that because we have not gotten or received the support from the state of New York when it comes to training, nor have we've gotten the support when it comes to verification, because we used to, as it used to work, is there's a third party verification where we used to work with the State Department. And as you know, because of the section in the law that they're not allowed to share information with federal authorities. So we're doing our best to review those. They're still in review, and to stay in compliance.
Any other updates in terms of what people should know?
No, that's it.
So as of today, you're still reviewing the applicants?
Yes, they're pending.
They're pending, and they're about 100?
Correct.
Pending.
About under 100, about approximately 100.
Have you turned away anybody in terms of them just applying? Or?
No, we can't. Under the law, we cannot turn them away. We cannot turn them away under the law. We're complying with the law. However, they're still being under review.
Acting ICE director yesterday said that the news law's restriction could hinder his officers from assisting in ongoing criminal investigations. And I know you've been very outspoken against the green light law. This is just, I guess, another instance where problems could rise, right?
It's another instance where problems could rise. I'm very proud that I was invited to that press conference with law enforcement and state organization and federal organizations. This is a very serious matter. When you think about it, I've been saying this, I've been sort of raising the red flag on this for months, and here's the problem. When we really are the only state in the union where we're restricting this data, this information, which is so important to law enforcement to do their job. This is not an immigration issue. This is a security issue. And I know the governor wants to make this into a political situation. But here's the problem. When the green light law passed, not too many people really cared about it because they thought it was just giving people the opportunity to drive. What I stated, and we're seeing it with the real ID, is a license has a dual purpose now. It's not only for driving, it's for identification. And it's concerning that, you know, our law enforcement, our Border Patrol agents, remember, we're adjacent to Canada. They do not have that information. We're going to find that it's going to hurt our export business, where people don't have opportunities to register vehicles. So I know I've heard that many of our exporters of vehicles to Canada are having a really difficult time. It's going to hurt our trucking business. It's going to hurt our economy, especially in Erie County. So I hope it gets resolved. I hope they resolve the Trust Your Traveler program, and I hope the governor realizes that this is something that needs to be repealed. And I read that our one of our assembly members, Monica Wallace, is even considering that.
A recent tweet just came out from Nick Reisman of Spectrum News. He's saying that there's a proposal to offer DMV databases without Social Security numbers of applicants. Cuomo wants to propose that idea. Do you think that's going to solve this dispute with the federal government? Is it going to?
There's only, I think, and this is my opinion, I don't speak for the director, but like I said, it was an honor to be there yesterday. I've said this time and time again as a former assembly member, is legislation has consequences. And there are going to be economic consequences, and there's going to be security consequences. I think they're going to have to go back to the drawing table. And here's the other thing that no one's talking about, that this was signed in law by the governor after it was passed by the legislature. He's going to have to work with the legislature to get this done. He can't unilaterally get this done through executive order, I don't believe. I think he's going to have to work with those legislators, and I don't think many of them are going to want to do that. I'm going to have some news next week on another issue dealing with voting in Erie County. People that aren't here, that maybe even here, that aren't citizens, that are registering to vote because of the front-facing devices. We might have another issue on our hands next week, and I'll talk about it next week. So, when you have the director come down and you have law enforcement and you have sheriffs and excuse me, and they convey to us that this is a problem, it's a safety issue, these aren't politicians. These are people who are hired to keep us safe.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.